Our story ends on a cool autumn morning, the 29th of October, 1618. The beige bricks and faded roofs of the Tower of London blend into the grey blanket of the British sky. There is a smothering damp in the air as an open, unornamented carriage creeps out of the gates and onto the streets. The voices of angry merchants in London's Cheapside Market bounce down the uncomfortably thin thoroughfare.
Bloody, bawdy villain. Remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, kindless villain.
The carriage's cargo, an emaciated national hero, Sir Walter Raleigh. Its destination, Westminster's Old Palace Yard, the site of royal executions. As the carriage bucks and bumps, cutting a path through the thick butcher's blood and human waste, it follows the curve of the Thames, on a crowded path overlooked by a million windows. Merchants and peddlers stop to watch it pass. Many an Englishman knows of Raleigh's conviction.
Is it not monstrous?
Many think his rapidly approaching fate is unjust.
And all for nothing.
But nothing will be done to stop it. Raleigh, facing the back of the carriage, points his graying beard up to the sky, projecting the image of the aristocratic adventurer he always wanted to be. In nothing but a thin ruffled shirt and pantaloons, suffering from a fever, Raleigh struggles to lock his muscles and hide the shivering the passers-by could misinterpret as fear. In the Old Palace Yard, a hooded man languidly sharpens an axe, while King James impatiently drums his fingers on the arm of a throne, surrounded by the capricious courtiers who have replaced the Elizabethans. King James yawns, summoning the carriage, which finally rolls into the yard. Raleigh, weak and thin, struggles to dismount, trapped in an elderly body ravaged by disease. Unaided, he regains his composure and approaches the chopping block. He kneels without being asked as the executioner flexes his arms and steels himself for his grim work. Raleigh, done with this world, fixes him in a glare.
What dost thou fear? Strike, man! Strike!